You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. An album which picked up the Grammy for Album of the Year from pianist Herbie Hancock off the album River, the Joni Letters, looking at music from Joni Mitchell. We heard Court and Spark, Nora Jones on vocals, along with Wayne Shorter on saxophone, Dave Holland on the bass, and Vinnie Colaiuta on drums. Denmark singer Sign Egg before that, working with the Danish radio Big Band from her album We've Just Begun, we heard My Favorite Things, with some solo work from tenor player Frederik Menzies and drummer Soren Frost. And the set started with the quintet of trumpet player Joe Magnarelli from his 2018 outing, If You Could See Me Now, that was Ladybird. Ralph Moore on the sax, Anthony Wanzi on piano, Desron Douglas on the bass, and George Flautis on drums. Well, we'll head into our final set with some music from the group Manhattan Transfer off of their album The Chick Corea Songbook. This is a medley of Free Samba, Spain.
Together. just know this day's in our own way. Join the ones that lost, express what's in your heart. Soaring, roaring, just for these moments. We are so happy, dancing together. It's easy to be always feeling so.
going out this week with music from the New York Afro-Bop Alliance Big Band and their look at a holiday classic, the Pan-American Nutcracker Suite. We heard the track Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Music from composer and arranger, drummer Joe McCarthy, with some solo work from Barry player Frank Bazil, trombonist Ryan Kebrill, alto saxophonist Alejandro Alves, and pianist Luis Perdomo. Music from trombonist Ed Neumaster before that and his quartet from the album Covers, looking at tunes from his youth from the 60s and the 70s. That was The Fool on the Hill, Gary Versace on the piano, Cameron Brown on bass, and Tom Rainey on drums. And the set started with music from The Manhattan Transfer, an album from 2009 that brought together singers Cheryl Bentine, Tim Hauser, Alan Paul, and Janice Siegel, looking at the writing of Chick Corea. From the album, The Chick Corea Songbook, we heard Free Samba, Spain. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moss Taylor, signing off now, and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. The golden eagle is a bird of epic proportions, not only for their impressive size, but also for the many legends they've inspired across human history. They're one of the largest eagles in the world, with a wingspan of more than 7 feet. Though mostly dark brown, they are named for the golden feathers on their heads and necks that shine in the sunlight. Golden eagles mate for life and can live to be more than 30 years old. These are fierce and agile hunters with talons strong enough to break bones. They've been known to defend their cliffside nests against coyotes and even bears, and can take down prey as large as deer or livestock. For thousands of years, the Kazakh people of Central Asia have trained female golden eagles, who are larger than males, to catch foxes for their winter furs. This ancient form of falconry is so central to Kazakh culture that the golden eagle is the official national animal of Kazakhstan. In fact, the golden eagle appears on the flags and emblems of several countries, including Mexico. It is said that when the Aztecs searched for a place to start their empire, the god Huitzilopochtli told them to look for a golden eagle perched on a prickly pear cactus, devouring a serpent. Legend says that they found it in the middle of a lake where they built a floating metropolis that would become Mexico City. Learn more about golden eagles and the stories they inspire at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Lucina Melesio.
You are listening to